This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces advanced deep into the ruined eastern factory city of Severodonetsk, but Ukrainian troops were still holding out on Friday as Russia's assault on its neighbor entered its 100th day. Ukraine's defense minister said his troops were already training in Europe to operate new advanced missile systems pledged this week by the United States and Britain, which Kiev hopes will help swing the battle in its favor in coming weeks. A war that Western countries believe Russia planned to win within hours has ground on for more than 3 months, with Moscow having been driven back from the capital, but launching a huge new assault in the east. The past weeks have seen Russia pour its forces into the battle for Severodonetsk, a small factory city in the east, which Russia must capture to achieve its stated aim of holding all of Luhansk province. Both sides have been taking punishing losses there in a street-by-street battle that could set the scene for a long war of attrition. The United Nations says the Afghan Taliban faces increasing threats from Islamic State militants. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers are maintaining close ties with Al-Qaeda as they consolidate control over the country, with their main military threat coming from IS extremists and guerrilla-style attacks by former Afghan government security personnel. With the onset of better weather, UN experts say fighting may escalate. In a new report, however, they say neither IS nor Al-Qaeda is believed to be capable of mounting international attacks before 2023. Nevertheless, the presence of IS, Al-Qaeda and many other terrorist groups and fighters on Afghan soil, they say, is raising concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. New Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will travel to Indonesia Sunday, where trade and security will be high on the agenda, from Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Foreign policy has become a key focus of Australia's new centre-left government. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's trip to Indonesia, Australia's heavily populated northern neighbour, is expected to focus on trade, among other issues. Experts have said that bilateral trade has been falling, partly because of the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on tourism, but also because of a perceived lack of knowledge by Australian companies on how to do business in Indonesia. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong will also take part in the diplomatic journey. She says Australia will continue to enhance relations with its regional partners.
All the nations of the region understand that we are in a time of great change and that our region is being reshaped. And all nations are seeking to find their way through that in a way that accords with their interests.
Before Wong flies to Indonesia, she'll meet leaders in Samoa and Tonga, her second visit to the South Pacific in just over a week, as the new government in Canberra races to challenge China's diplomatic efforts. Beijing recently signed a security deal with Solomon Islands, a geographically strategic archipelago northeast of Australia. However, other island nations have rejected a trade and security pact promoted by the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea is monitoring North Korean arrangements for a possible nuclear test explosion that outside officials say could be imminent. The envoy said Friday the United States is preparing for all contingencies in close coordination with South Korean and Japanese allies. The American diplomat was in Seoul for a trilateral meeting with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts to discuss the growing threat posed by North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistics missiles programs. Recapping our top story, Russian forces advanced deep into the ruined eastern factory city of Severodonetsk, but Ukrainian troops were still holding out on Friday as Russia's assault on its neighbor enters its 100th day. Ukraine's defense minister said his troops were already training in Europe to operate new advanced missile systems pledged this week by the United States and Britain, which Kiev hopes will swing the battle in its favor in the coming weeks. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.